What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Man, I think the worst thing about doing these episodes remotely is we used to, when we recorded, right before we hit the record button, we'd kiss a little. Like a little bit. Like just a little bit.
Not each other, but we had both our girlfriends.
We'd kiss them a little. Yeah, totally. And now I'm just out here in New Jersey, and I just got to kiss my desk.
I know.
You know? That's and it doesn't practice. Even have a mouth, dude. Sucks, man.
Did you ever try to practice kissing before you had your first kiss?
No, but I did practice sucking dick a lot. I actually do think people practice oral sex a lot, but I'm just picturing that I skipped right to sucking dick is that makes me laugh.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I did. I don't even know if I ever practiced. I've never sucked a dick and the phrase sucking dick makes me laugh, but I don't even know if I practiced like the concept really of going down on somebody, like the practice of going down on a girl. I don't think I practiced that.
How could you? There's nothing in the world shaped like that.
Well, maybe not in your house, but in the house I grew up in, everything was shaped like a pussy, dude.
I mean, nothing naturally occurring.
No, but like, you know? For example, I had like our toilet was the shape of a pussy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You totally. Lived in like a Dr. Seuss house.
Yeah. The TV was the shape of a pussy. Everything was like an oval that was, but it like came to points on either end, which is exactly how it, you get it. So, yeah, when I, you know, when I drink water out of the toilet, like you do.
Yeah, yeah. Why just practicing. Dogs get to do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't I be a dog?
Everything dogs do, I'm jealous of.
Totally, dude. Having a tail, eating shit. Fucking rules.
It would be cool to have a tail. I am not balanced enough, you know. And I would love to, like. You know, I'm on stage doing some jokes and the crowd's good. I'd like to show them my appreciation.
I was going to say, how funny would it be if you all like around. We all had a tail that wagged when we were happy. So you like legitimately knew if someone wasn't happy to see you.
Yeah.
You'd be like, man, I remember when we used to hang out, your tail would wag every time. And now I don't know what's going on. It would be part of your relationship conversations. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, you don't even wag your tail a little when I get home anymore.
Well, it would be so easy to tell when your girlfriend was in a bad mood. She'd
yeah,
be like,
totally.
Oh, everything's fine. You're like, well, your tail is...
Well, your tail's not wagging at all.
Not wagging at all.
Totally. Matter of fact, it's between your legs. So it seems like you're pissed. Wow. We should all have tails. It would solve a lot of problems, dude. I also think that human beings should be cold-blooded and have a tail. And that way, we could all just hang out on a cool rock all day.
So when someone is cold-blooded, you know, because there's two definitions of it. You have the actual, like, lizards are, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the, ooh, he's cold-blooded. Like, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, like that. But, like, what does it actually mean? Their blood's not actually, like, you cut a lizard and put it on your skin, it's not going to be cold, is it? Their blood's not cold, right?
Well, I think it just means that their body temperature is dependent on the temperature around them, whereas we have like a body temperature, like our life generates a temperature.
I don't know about all of us.
Sure.
I'll tell you this. Yeah,
well, Ginny's, certainly not
Ginny's temperature is
Ginny's yeah,
temperature is not
it is, yes.
It has nothing to do with the inside of her body.
Scientifically proven that women are less hot-blooded than men are. Yeah. That's insane.
Not all women.
Yeah.
Just all the ones that I've dated.
Yeah. Well, most people cold. I talk to, including all the women you talk to, are like, no, women are cold and hungry. It's like a funny stereotype.
Yeah. It is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hate to always be cold and hungry.
It's also funny to like think of the reverse, to just have a pet lizard and put a jacket on it. I'm sorry, but
For some reason, it's a Letterman jacket in my head. Totally. My head went Letterman.
And it's the letter L for lizard. well, he's the captain of the lizard team. He's got to have a jacket, you know?
You know what I love so much about movies and shows that are like, they want you to know real quick. It's set in high school. They're like, everybody's wearing Lettermans. It's like,
what? Yeah, as if that's kind of loser. Is.
Even in high school, I remember being like, who's gonna wear that thing?
I wonder if that's why Freaks and Geeks was so successful as a show, because it was like the only show that was like, some people in high school are goth,
right?
And oh, look, there's goths and there's skaters. And I do actually, maybe that was just a 90s thing where it was like, you walk into high school and there's Letterman's jackets, and then hot people all hang out, and like they got Letterman's jackets, and the girls have like skirts on and stuff, and like big hoop earrings. But then like over there, there's the scumbags, and then there's the skaters and the losers and all that. Those groups, those groups are really funny, dude. We were led to believe that every high school had like eight of each.
Yeah, well, that's what's really sad is I just realized I must be a scumbag because I'm not a jock and I didn't skate and I wasn't a goth and I wasn't like smart, so I wasn't a nerd. I think I was just a little piece of shit.
Yeah, I was one of the punks, and there were two of us. And that
you don't even get your own table.
Yeah, totally.
The
punks
gotta sit with the goths.
Totally. I mean, I hung out with the goths. That's who I hung
out. Yeah. You just get lumped in. You can't help it.
And the problem with being a punk is that you're a poser. Like, no one's actually punk. You can't be like, I'm punk. You just like have to listen to music and try to dress that way. But the thing about being punk is you don't care. But if you're buying big shorts, you like already care too much. If you're active, if you're taking 8 hours on a Saturday to bleach your hair and dye it bright green, you already are not punk. You're like,
it's funny that the punks got to dress like the bands and the goths got to dress like it.
Yeah.
But everybody who likes Prince just goes, I'm just going to like him. I'm not going to attempt to dress.
Totally. They're like, that's a little much. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's also a good argument for being a loser or a scumbag, because those are just people who don't try and have the friends they have, you know?
Right.
And I'm like a punk kid. I got to look around. I'm like, God, who's wearing a NoFX shirt? I guess maybe I can hang out with them. You know, otherwise,
when you grow up,
I'll never date the girl with glasses.
I was so poor. I would just wear what my brother wore 2 years ago. That was my thing.
Right.
I didn't know you could pick what you wore.
Yeah.
I used to see other people be like, man, their older brothers dress so cool.
The thing about being punk, like, or being a punk or a punk kid, whatever, is that like there was definitely a fashion to it. And the fashion, you know, included like things that were ripped and stuff like that. And like spiking your hair or fucking up your hair or whatever. And like sometimes like people would make their own shirts. They would like write on them with markers or whatever. And because of all that, it didn't occur to me till years later that all the people that looked really punk were like shopping for hours and hours and hours and like really working very hard at having this look that seemed disheveled. I would like go to a store. I hate shopping for clothes, you know, and I would be like, I would go to a store and be like, oh man, what am I doing wrong that I can't find the type of big shorts they find? Why can't my big shorts be as cool as their big shorts? I've been to every Hot Topic in the tri-state area, and I haven't seen that type of ball bearing chain wallet. Where are they getting these things? Fuck.
I wish that, you know, kids still had those worries. Now I feel like kids' worries are so insane. They're like,
Yeah, totally.
They're worried about, you know, getting shot and medication and, you know, starting a protest and, you know,
yeah, or getting bullied by someone with 3 million followers.
Yeah.
What a fucking nightmare, dude.
They got to worry about the president calling him a pussy.
It's like already sad enough. It's like already sad and fucked up enough to get your ass kicked at school. But if you get your ass kicked at school and someone tapes it, fuck.
Right.
Damn.
At least when you were in high school, there wasn't a Reddit page called Fuck Dave Ross.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Totally. I remember seeing fights and it being like, you know, the person who got like viciously pummeled in front of their classmates would be pretty embarrassed for a week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I would make my parents move if it went on the internet.
Oh, yeah. That would be insane. I'm already embarrassed enough of stuff I put on the internet in college. I can't imagine if there was a trail that went all the way back, you know?
Yeah, oh, totally. Well, yeah, when you were in college, you put up that video of Abu Ghraib.
Well,
it was, very crazy.
Patriotic, Dave.
Patriotic.
I was such a patriotic little kid.
That's so crazy, dude. The internet exists during World War II, and there's just people posting videos of Dresden. LOL. Oh, fuck, dude. Like,
oh, man. We would hate Winston Churchill's Twitter, man. He'd be all fucked up.
Totally. Just sitting there with a fucking thesaurus and a glass of whiskey. Just, that's really funny to think. Like, who would be the, who, like, we like shit, we make fun of Trump for being this like horribly unprofessional president. But yeah, like Teddy Roosevelt's Twitter would have been fucking nuts, dude. You're all gay. Like,
like really? He would literally be challenging everyone to duels and shit. He'd post a lot of shirtless selfies and shit.
Yeah, like,
take that shit to 1600 Pennsylvania, bitch.
Hemingway's Twitter, dude. Oh my god, dude.
Hemingway and Teddy Roosevelt will be on Joe Rogan every week.
Every week. Just like, yeah, dude. Yeah, challenging everyone to fist fights, saying everyone's a baby. Just like, yeah, you're not a man until you have sex on a mountain. Like, and then people retweeting it and being like, LOL, this guy's crazy. This Hemingway guy is fucking crazy, dude.
Dude, I love in Midnight in Paris, the guy who plays Hemingway. Is
yeah,
like,
that so movie's great, funny. Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want a whole Hemingway movie just with that guy, you know?
I can't remember
the name of that actor, but he's so funny.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah,
the Hemingway movie making fun of Hemingway would be fucking so sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be great. I want Danny McBride in it too. I don't know what he's doing, but he needs to be a support. He needs to be like Hemingway's buddy.
Oh, that's funny. That's also a Hemingway movie starring Danny McBride would be fucking incredible.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
Dude, yeah. Did we just come? We got to delete this. This idea is too good to put out there.
Honestly, like, has anyone talked to Danny McBride about this? Danny McBride and Will Ferrell need to write a fucking Hemingway movie that stars Danny McBride.
All right, everybody, look up the sleepers. Tweet at these people. I know we got in trouble for having you tweet at our friends, but these are not our friends. Tweet at Danny McBride.
My friend Matt is super close with Adam McKay. And I'm straight up going to tell him.
Yeah.
And it won't happen because that would be wild. Life is not like that.
Nothing that good can happen. We get Avatar 2. We don't get a Hemingway movie. We get another blue people in the river.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank God, huh? I'm so happy that there's another Avatar movie. I've been waiting.
Yeah, I wonder if this one will be a ripoff of Pocahontas 2. Or will
yeah,
it be
totally. I wonder if this one will also have a really complex, layered message that was hard to figure out.
I wonder what the thing they're going to be looking for in this one is. they can't use unobtainium again.
Unobtainium, dude.
That's one of the. I mean,
so
good Lord.
Great. It's
that's
so,
like South Park can't even make fun of that.
Yeah,
know?
Totally. We're We got to find sadness diamonds. We ran out of sadness diamonds and now everyone's upset. Fuck. Avatar 1 sucks ass, dude. I will say this,
I don't even remember. I saw it once when I was 18. I don't remember what happened.
I went to the theater, and, you know, story-wise, it's really horrible, but it really is, like, beautiful. And I saw it, like, with the 3D glasses on, and I literally swatted away a firefly.
Oh, shit, dude.
I know. I was like,
you're a fucking idiot.
This is worth it. Totally. Yeah, yeah. Totally. I'm very stupid. And that is why I brought it up, too. I was like, yeah, Avatar is a bad movie, but it is how I found out I'm fucking dumb. Yeah, man. Half the movie, I thought I was wet. That was crazy, dude. Yeah. I don't like seeing movies because I don't like wondering how I got to that place. You know what I mean? When I saw A Few Good Men in the theater, I was like, how'd I get to a courtroom? I thought I went to see a movie. And now I'm sitting in a courtroom.
You can't handle the truth, though. That's the thing. When you're in a movie, you suspend your disbelief to the point that you're fucking
I don't want to handle the truth. It's not that I can't handle the truth. It's that I don't want to handle the truth. It's way easier in life to not have to deal with any truths.
Yeah. Well, that's a thing. Everything in life is that I don't want to now. It's not that I can't. It's like I'm old enough. I've done things and I don't like, but like four things. So people, you can't handle. I can handle it. But why would I? It's not why would I handle it?
Can't handle getting up before noon.
I don't. Disappointing.
Yeah. It makes me sad. Yeah, totally. I like wasting every day away. You know what I mean?
It feels really good.
Having coffee at 2 p.m. is great.
That's why I switched to decaf, so I can drink it all day.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because I hate it if I would have a cup of coffee at 8 in the night, and then I couldn't sleep until 6 in the morning. That sucks.
So now, you get to be tired and shit your pants.
Yeah. Now, that's all I really want.
And isn't it funny how decaf still makes you shit?
Well, there's a little caffeine in it.
Wow, just enough to make you shit.
Just enough to make it, but I don't even know if it's the cat. I don't know what it is. I think it's just when those beans go into your body, they make your ass mad.
Yeah, there's something about the oils of coffee, for sure, that just sort of...
Sometimes I'll smell it and my ass is like, ho, 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 hey.
Oh, wow. It's me time. Time to focus on me for a minute. Yo, brain. Chill out for a second. It's time to take a dump. I'm in charge when we're dumping.
Well, your ass never goes to sleep. Isn't that interesting?
Is that true?
Yeah. Everything else goes to sleep. But if your ass went to sleep, your ass would just open up and shit would fall out.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So your ass is just sitting there waiting on you to wake up like, damn, man.
That's a good point, man. Being an ass has got to be hard. You can't sleep. There's this thing that's always sitting on you. You also got to be the thing that gets sat on, and you don't control what you're sitting on. So a lot of time it's uncomfortable for you, you know?
Right, right.
Like, so this fucking shithead who's in charge of you sometimes drives all the way across an entire state, sitting in a weird position. You get all numb, and then he like takes you into a bathroom and expects you to be able to do your thing, but you can't because you're numb from sitting in a weird position all fucking day. So now you're pissed off. And you're full of shit, and the shit won't come out. And then you go back to the numb position again, you know?
Yeah.
You stay at a hotel that night, and the guy's fucking mad at you again, chugging coffee, trying to get shit to come out of you, but you're not ready.
And then sometimes you are ready, but it's a public bathroom, and the ass is like, let's go. And then your brain's like,
brain gets embarrassed. Scared.
I'm nervous. And the ass is like, come on, dude. We don't have... I can't do this quiet. This is not a quiet one. There's no way for this one to be quiet.
No one hates a brain more than an ass. I would say an ass's number one enemy is a human brain. And there's all this other stuff that happens too. Like if the brain experiences a lot of stress or trauma or just regular anxiety, that can cause the body to react in such a way that the ass doesn't function. And so even if the ass is ready to go and full of shit, just because the brain is all fucked up, the ass isn't allowed to do its job. So it's just got to stay and keep getting fuller and fuller of shit and feel worse and worse every day. And it's not even its fault. It's the brain's fault. It can't shit out of its own ass. Man, that sucks, dude. I hope I'm never an ass. I hope I stay a person for the rest of my life.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I try to treat my ass good, but me too, dude. It's not going great.
I put my finger in there every day. Oh, I'm sorry, that was gross.
Collectively, like asses around the world, when they have their little meetings, they're like, have people been trying to put a bunch of stuff in y'all? What the fuck?
What the fuck? I feel like it's more lately.
Yeah.
Like it was always happening, but it's like more now.
There's an ass with like a laser pointer, and he's like, Lil Wayne said he Lil Wayne in 2009.
The ass meeting. Yeah. It's an AA meeting, ass. And all right, butts, welcome to ass. Hi, my name is Ass, and I'm an ass.
This is like one of those moments whenever my dad's like, how do I find your podcast? I'm like, Dad,
don't worry about it, dude.
I don't think you'll be proud of me. Even if you're laughing, you're going to be like, good God.
Yeah, what's that?
He could have been a doctor.
But instead, he's talking about ass meetings.
No, ass
the image
meeting
of
is...
of a butt, a butt. With little hands holding a laser pointer and pointing to like a chart that's showing the rising numbers of fingers and asses over the past. It's been exponential. Ever since
he's got like a fucking bandage around his head.
Yeah, totally. Like,
dudes. It's not just one finger anymore. People are
man. I mean, last year for 6 months I was in a whole butt cast. Yeah, it's like a bell curve, like the numbers just like skyrocketed starting in 2008. Like, we don't understand what happened.
It's funny too. You ever watch a movie, an 80s movie? All nudity in 80s movies, it's like a lady with the flattest ass and the smallest boobs. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, every single time, like, it's so weird. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you would never see that. Like, I'm like, this poor woman looks, sad. And
yeah. Well, I don't think any
looks gold
ass
to me.
I don't think there was a single ass that got fat until 1996. First fat ass ever was in 1996. Well,
that's a good year. That's a good year for it.
And it was Donald Sutherland's ass.
What's that picture where he's, what's that movie where he's like?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what is that movie where it's called, it's the pod people.
Oh, Invasion of the Body.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Totally.
That's
it was that
perfect,
when he
that's when he saw his own ass in the mirror.
He was in so many Stephen King movies that his ass got fat. He got so scared his ass got big. And then after that, so Kim Kardashian was super young, you know. She saw that and she was like, "Oh man, I
know what I'll do.
I'm going to go to school for that." She went to USC.
Ass school.
Yeah, the University of I picked the wrong letters.
Hey, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, the University of Sick Cheeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh boy. you never want to hear a word for ass you don't normally hear. That
cheeks?
Always makes it like
yeah.
You ever watch an old movie and it'll be like, they'll call it a caboose? I'm like, oh God.
Oh, good Lord.
There's no way you're not a sex pest when you're calling them caboose.
Dude, I was walking down. By the way, can I say real quick? I was just in DC with Connor McNutt and Ryan Donahue.
Love those guys.
Love them so much. But we had, and also Kenny DeForest rode down with us.
Oh, he shit.
He was doing other shows there. And then we were hanging out with a bunch of DC comics. Dude, DC comedy is fucking great. And everyone was so funny. It's like the car ride was so much fun, so funny. everyone I watched was funny. And then the like all of the hangs, it's like the hardest I've laughed in a condensed a period of time in like a long time. It was, shout out to DC, man. It's
dude,
really great.
Oh yeah. I love DC. And where were you at there?
So we did the DC improv and then we hung out at Hotbed every night. Oh, and nice. Yeah, it was fucking great. And Connor and I were walking down the street near DuPont Circle one day. It was like we had eaten breakfast somewhere and then we were just walking on, I want to say 14th Street. And there's like a lot of bars and restaurants and it's Saturday, so people are all out. And we were just talking, laughing. And like it was also all of the hangs and the joking around. We were all just being so childish. So yeah. Everyone was always talking about their ass
yeah.
all weekend. It was so silly and funny. And so we were making some sexual jokes or talking about asses or whatever. And this older black dude who definitely seemed like he lived on the street, had sort of dirty, tattered clothes, was like standing off to the side and it like just kind of looking into like the corner of a doorway, like maybe he was going to pee there or something. And we were like laughing about some sexual shit. And he just turns to us and goes, "You guys want to see a big black dingus?"
What?
Yeah. And we didn't. We didn't respond.
Didn't,
so we well, didn't end up seeing his big black dingus. But
dingus.
But dingus.
Man, that's another one you don't hear much.
Totally. And we were laughing because, first of all, you know, that's just what a fucking hilarious thing to say. And but also we were like, damn. He didn't curse. He was like, "I want to know if they want to see my dick, but I don't want to offend
right.
them." Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it PG-13 until the dingus comes out.
And dingus, the thing is, though, that now the more everybody curses, dingus is way grosser than dick.
Yeah. Dingus doesn't sound hard to me. It just sounds like it's flopping around. Like
yeah,
it's almost dingling.
Totally. Dingling. Yeah. Dong. You want to see my dong?
Dong. No.
Dong is really. I don't even like, I got in this argument once with someone, dude, it was with Mark Maron on a podcast where he was like,
whoa.
Yeah. I was on a podcast and Mark was on and he was like, "What do you call your dick? Like in reference to it with the girl that you're sleeping with?" And I said, "I say dick." And he was like, "No, it's not powerful enough. You got to say cock." And I was like, "What? No." And I was
why
just
would
like,
I listen to you?
That's hilarious. I what?
Yeah, if Wilt Chamberlain said say cock, I'd go, "All righty." Mark Maron. Okay. Yeah, I've had sex with 9 women and they're all depressed. Okay. I was the worst thing that ever happened to all of them. Oh, all
we
right.
had like a legitimate disagreement about it. Where, like, people weren't getting mad, but he was truly like, "No, cock. You gotta say cock, and you know, it's just like hotter and like better for the sex you're having." And I was like, "No, it makes me feel like I'm mad at them. The word cock to me is like too much. I like can't use it.
It sounds
really
disrespectful to me."
Yeah.
I don't
cock.
It's funny. To me, that's a funny one. It's not a sec that one I don't care for.
It's like how, yeah, I mean, like, is the difference between saying I'm going to take a shit and saying I'm going to take a dump? It's yeah. like, I'm going to take yeah. a dump. Like, God damn.
Well, like, I
dude.
Could go like, "Oh, man, that guy punched me in the dick." But I would never go, "Oh, he punched me in the cock." It'd be like,
yeah.
"What do you say?" It just doesn't work. There's no time for to call it a cock, in mm-hmm. my opinion.
Yeah, no time to call it a cock, for sure.
Unless you're calling someone, it's every once
you're
in a while
a
cock. Somebody say,
then it's
stop
like
being
sort
a
of,
cock. That's
yeah,
funny.
It's more impotent like to call you're a cock. Like calling, it's the difference between calling someone a cunt and a twat.
Right. Oh, twat's a fun one.
Twat's fun. It's like you're kind of a dingus. quit being a dingus, Brian.
Have you ever seen Team America?
Of course. Years ago, but yeah.
I just saw it, and that ending speech, I don't know if you remember it, but he compares everything where he goes, "America is a dick." He's talking about like Team America is a dick.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "And the actors are all pussies." and the terrorists are assholes. He goes, and the pussies hate the dicks because the dicks fuck the pussies.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
But if you need a dick to fuck the asshole, or he's gonna shit all over all our dicks and pussies. And he's like doing this at the UN. Like that's the speech he's giving.
Oh, that's
he goes,
fantastic.
And the pussies. The pussies think they like the asshole because they're an inch and a half away. But the dick doesn't fuck that. It's like, it's so funny and just filthy. And oh my God, I just love that. That speech just killed me.
Yeah, man.
The dicks and the pussies and the assholes.
That's why I love America. Because
me too.
In America, you get to say shit like that at the UN. We sort of like we used to make fun of that stuff, and then we sort of had that president. Trump was kind of like, "Yeah, we should kill our enemies in public for fun." Totally bonkers, crazy motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with him? Have you been watching the news? I've been obsessed with myself. So
Too. The news makes me sad, but I think the FBI went to his house and he got mad, and then they took some stuff and he was like, shit. And they're like, you took it first. And then he was like, what the fuck? And everybody's like, oh shit. That's all I know.
Okay. Cool.
But apparently he took shit from the White House, and then they said to give it back, and you know, I don't know who's telling the truth. It's like, oh, do we believe the FBI or I don't know. It's I hate the people that are just like, oh, the FBI's never told a lie.
I know, like, that's a good point.
I don't. It's like Trump and the FBI. It's like, who do you? I don't know. I don't. It's like when he got mad at the CIA. I don't know whose side to be on.
Yeah, totally.
I assume not Trump, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like when
didn't the FBI kill Martin Luther King?
Like, yeah, it's like when two people that bullied you get in a fist fight.
Right.
You're like,
yeah.
Well, I hope they both die.
it's like watching DeSantis and Trump go out. You're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You both kind of have the same shape body.
Yeah, it's good. You're excited, right? Like when Trump was shitting on Ted Cruz, you're like, hell yeah, dude. That's fun.
Yeah, with that, I did. Yeah, I was on Trump's side for all that because, boy, how do you root for Ted Cruz?
Yeah, I know. Totally.
Oh, my God.
It's like a weird thing when he's like when someone's like a complete piece of shit and they look like that. You know what I mean? It's like a weird, like, you don't want to make fun of someone's looks ever. But when they're such a horrible piece of shit and then on top of that, they look like they're an evil piece of shit.
Yeah.
He looked like his shape Penguin. Of his face, like he looks like the devil.
Yeah.
He does, dude. He like everything about his face is pointy. His fucking eyebrows are pointy. It's just like there's nothing about this man. This man interacts with circles not at all in his life. Everything's a fucking triangle for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that is great. How are you overweight and still pointy? Like it
dude,
doesn't make sense.
It's crazy, dude.
All triangles.
Yeah, he's the most triangular man on earth.
And he's like cocky and a dweeb.
Yeah.
How are you a cocky dweeb?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah,
that's right. He's also a nerd.
Yeah, a huge nerd, but he's cocky. Oh my God.
My favorite thing to eat, I think, is split pea soup. You know, yeah. Which is,
you see him at CPAC where he goes, my pronouns are kiss my ass.
What a fucking loser, dude.
Oh, it's like, and I was like, clearly you've never said that out loud before.
My pronouns are
you hit every syllable wrong. My name is Ted Cruz.
Oh, dude.
It's like, that's not
it. You know what sucks, dude? I want to make fun of these dudes for what fucking crybabies they are being about gender, especially gender now, but gender and sexuality and identity in general. But I can't because you can laugh about it for 30s. I'm stopping myself. You laugh about it for 30 seconds and then you get into how they're just like being evil. But it is worth like. My pronouns are kiss my ass is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, dude. Like, that's why are you so mad that someone's like, please say he, and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Man,
like, it's so great to be either one. Like, I've been a man my whole life. It blows. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, dude.
Woman just doesn't seem better. I don't know. It's like, man is the one I got. Yeah. I don't know. Shit. If you want to be, if you want me to call, whatever you want to do, just do the thing. We live in a free country. Who gives a shit?
With themselves. Like, it's always every one of them, too, specifically with trans people. Every battlefield they've picked is so lame and pathetic. First, it was bathrooms. It's like, can you believe? Right. And we're all like, yeah, I don't know if I care that much about bathrooms, bro. And then it was Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
And now they not sit down and think that they're just like punching a wall thinking about the word him.
It's like, I wonder, like, in their think tanks, there must be no charts, no graphs. They just have like, they got like a man with a mustache and a line through it. They're like, ah, da, da, da. None of that. I got a picture totally. Of the bathroom here. Yeah. Oh, just like, man. These are the, this is it. This is the thing.
Just like, put what on a shirt. That's, they put on a shirt that says he, him forever. And they go, take a dump in the men's bathroom while holding a Mr. Potato Head. And that's their fucking revolution. We're doing it, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men shit in the same room and women shit in the same room. Yeah.
It's also, I'd be so embarrassed. Like, you know, I mean, it's all the same people that go, hey, you better look out for bathroom. It's like, oh, where's all the, there are a bunch of cases of bathroom crimes going on? No. All right.
Man. Yeah, totally. They're
like, look out. You get that vaccine, your dick's falling off. It's like, all right. Well, is it a lot of dicks fall? No. Not yet. It's like, hey, wait, Q's going to do the drop. Trump's going to be reinstated. Not yet. It's just how many times can you, like, I would be so embarrassed. I'd be like, I'm going to stop talking about shit. I don't think I know what the fuck's going to happen.
Totally.
Because I don't. So I don't make predictions. I don't know shit.
My pronouns are kiss my ass. Oh, it's so great.
It's like, it's so also great, imagining it, there's no worse fate for a human being than you're sitting there and you have to give a small smooch to Ted Cruz's ass. Like, that's a little bit of a kink, isn't it?
Yeah. Ooh,
you know what I want? I want the left to bend over and
fuck me right in my
give me
cornhole.
Little butterfly kisses on my on my ass. Like, that's the most intimate thing.
Dude, oh god,
why is that better than lick my balls? He couldn't say lick my balls at CPAC.
You know what it means? I think it's that Ted Cruz had never heard the word pronoun before. Like, I learned what a pronoun was, I think, in first grade. I think that's when. And he was like, what are they?
What?
They're a sex thing.
Is this desk a woman? This desk is a woman.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Kiss my ass.
You're like, lunchbox better be a guy.
I also like the idea that someone refers to Ted as like a, so he was saying, please, kiss my ass was saying. We should all call him kiss my ass all the time. Yo, what's up, kiss my ass, dude? I like your pointy head, you fucking loser.
Your hair's pointy, his beard's pointy. What the fuck? What's going on, man? Why do you have a triangle jacket? How'd you get that on your arms?
Getting mad about baby shit is fucking incredible, dude. Funny. Welcome to What's It Called?
Yeah, everybody. Welcome to What's It Called, everybody. What's up, sleepers?
This is fun, man. We're having a fun one. Fucking good ass. Yeah. What's it called? Cold open?
Yeah, that was a good cold open.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, what's up, sleepers? What's up, Richard Carnes?
Yeah,
we're the potato boys, and y'all are the potato girls, and that's just how it goes, you know?
And I don't know if you can tell why me and Dave are in such a good mood. We got a spring in our step. It's because we're both sipping on a El Segundo beer.
That's right. El Segundo Brewing is the provider of life and joy here at the podcast. What's it called? our website is what's it called .rodeo. And if you go there, there's links to all our social media and stuff. If you want to jump in and help us rename shit, our Patreon, where you get bonus episodes. And I bring that up only to say that, like, it is, this podcast is good, but and the website is good, you know.
Yes, it is.
Provides you with more info about us, but we wouldn't be able to do any of that if we weren't absolutely shit faced on El Segundo beers.
Yeah, sometimes I'll skip all three meals in a day and just drink El Segundo. And I'll tell you what, I've noticed muscle gains.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if that's related.
I got a lot.
A doubling in the size of my cock.
Totally.
And that's just from 1 week of drinking El Segundo.
It's the only beer on the planet that makes your teeth white. and it's the only thing on the planet that makes your teeth white. It's the only way to get white teeth. My parents started me on Citra Pale Ale when I was 3 months old.
That's right.
That's right. You got to get them drinking El Segundo beers right when they lose their baby teeth. I hope it's clear that we're kidding about this part. Please do not give children beer. And no. El Segundo Brewing would not want me to say that because they are nice, good people.
They're a very good company. They're the best brewery. They have never sold out, and they're good people. And I don't think you should drink until you're 21. And honestly, I say wait till 22, you know?
I think maybe 29.
29?
Maybe 25. Maybe 25. The first
they should raise it.
Here's what it is. Yeah, they should raise it for sure. The first time you rent a car, you should have to get drunk.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I sure did. I noticed this when I was in Houston, you know, because most of the shows I do are in bars or attached to bars. I mean, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm 31. And I was talking, you know, I'm in a bar. I'm like, we're all adults here. And then I saw this like kid, fucking like baby face kid drinking a beer. The motherfucker was 21 and he's telling me stuff. And I'm just like, there should be a different bar. Like, we separate middle schools and high schools and colleges, but 21 year olds in the bar with the real adults too, it just doesn't seem right.
It's funny to think that 9/11 can drink.
And 9/11 gets fucked up.
Yeah, probably, dude.
I got drunk with 9/11.
Yo, man, you're like 9/11 sitting at the bar, like how you been? Not good, man. I don't know. I'm dealing with a lot of trauma from my past. But my childhood was fucked up, dude. When it I was really born, that the day I was born was so fucked up, dude.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
People always tell me, they go, you don't even remember 9/11. I go, I am 9/11.
Yeah. But I am 9/11. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think we could do a worse job of advertising El Segundo. It's like, hey, guys, when you're telling people to drink our beer, don't say to drink it with a personified 9/11.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know if that's a really moving, but please help us out. Buy some El Segundo.
They are great.
They're very good, and it tastes good. We wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
Citra Pale Ale is like a lighter pale ale, and it's summer, great summer beer. That's like, that's my shit right now. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love winter beer too. And El Segundo makes it all.
Hell yeah. You damn right, dude.
And
you wanna fucking rename Eminem, dude?
You damn right I do.
Let's rename Eminem, dude.
Eminem does need a new name. And the first one I got is Uncle Sad Poems. And I think this is what I tweeted out, but I think we should get that going. Like, even if he doesn't if his next album's good or bad, be like Uncle Sad Poems still got it.
Wow.
I just think it's a fun name.
Yeah, that's so funny. That sounds like he's Eminem and Kyle Kinane at the same time.
Uncle Sad Poems.
All right, here's my first new name for Eminem. Marble Madness. I was honestly thinking about Marshall Mathers, and just Marble Madness came into my head.
Marble Madness.
Did you ever play? Marble Madness was a Nintendo game when I was a kid.
I never played that.
Yeah, the Marble Madness LP.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. All right, go for it.
My next one is.
Yeah, totally. All right, Mr. Candy.
Mr. Candy. I like that. I like, no, I don't just like him because he's white. He's good. He's
good. Not Jolly Rancher.
He is not jolly. I got Mr. Frowny Face.
Starbust.
I got, I am the rap god.
Butterfucker.
Matthew Milligan McWhite Pants.
Angst the Rapper. That's right.
Rappity Raptastic 2000.
Pistacle.
Grimace.
Dr. Drunk.
Professor Words.
Professor Words. That's fucking hilarious, dude. He's a little older. So I would honestly say it's Thick Shady.
Thick Shady. All right. My last one is 50% owner of Detroit-based fast food restaurant Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah, and I got Tiny Little Murder Boy.
Oh, that's great. Man, we got a lot of people who tweeted in about this.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's the most we've ever had.
Ooh. I mean, you know, it's people got feelings about Eminem.
Hell yeah.
The photo you posted too is hilarious, dude.
I know.
He was so fucking intense back then.
I know.
Then.
I always like to pick a picture that's like, it's not cool, but not, it's like, it's just odd.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's always fun. But the first tweet I see is from at Know Your High said Spaghetti Midwestern.
Oh, dude,
Spaghetti
what?
Midwestern is very good.
That's so clever.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, at that CPA girl says Spaghetti Boy.
We got one here from Tomboy Jag says songs for middle-aged accountants who want to feel badass.
Oh, this is great. At Chewable Prozac, extremely slim and incredibly shady.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I wonder if we got a Dude Where's My on here. Let's see.
At Bushel of Awesome says, now that's what I call hip hop volume old.
No one under 50 starts a sentence with now. Now yeah, that's totally. What that's like saying hot diggity dog. Yeah, now that's what I call me. What the fuck? All right, we got a. Oh man, this is great. At Eric W. Barnes said RZA's Pieces.
Shit, dude.
Very
nice.
Clever. That is unbelievably perfect.
At Tomboy Jag says songs for middle-aged accountants who want to feel badass. Yeah.
At Bobby Benedict says Marshall Blathers.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's good.
At ApocPod, the richest angry guy.
Oh, he is so mad.
At Weston Woe, what's up, Easton? Skinny Sixlet. The candy puns. I was trying to do candy puns and they're hard. You know why? Because his name is just Eminem. It's not a pun.
Right.
It's just like naming yourself Skittles.
Yes, my name is
Snickers. Hello, I'm the Milky Way, and I'm going to be doing some hip hop.
I'm going to be doing some.
That's right. I am all three rapper. Musketeers.
Is everyone ready for a quick freestyle from me?
From me, Eminem.
Yours truly.
In layman's terms, says Shel Silverstein presents death threats and puns. Dude, so true.
Oh man.
Puns. At Kickassatron, Angry Candy. At Demurist says Stan's dad.
Oh, at Bogdu, Kid Rock. That's just funny.
Yeah, that is funny. At Ray Gentry the Fourth says Detroit's actually poor white guy.
At Demurist said Die 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 Murder Death Kill featuring Tom Green.
That's really accurate. Wow.
I know, it's really funny.
At Bobby Benedict says Richie Rich's battle raps. I think that's true.
At that CPA girl, 1985 Pontiac Firebird.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
That's fun.
Yeah. At S. Miguelino says Urkel voice, did I rap that?
Oh, I like that.
I mean, Oh, whoa. Immortal Wombat says, Nummy Num Slim Jim Shady.
Nummy Num.
I don't even really get it, but it does make me laugh.
Oh, man. So many good ones. At Kickassatron, Angry Candy.
Demira says, The Muffin Man. That's really funny.
That is funny.
At Chagadelic says, Cultural Appropriation, the musical.
Hell yeah.
Damn, yeah, there's so many.
At Boogeyman Weather says, MC Problematic.
Yep. At Chagadelic says, Spicy Bieber. Oh, dude, this one's great. At Chris Calabrese says, Rage Against the Ex-Wife. Man. So one of the first ones you read, I think, was, God, there are so many. Again, we like couldn't possibly even see them all.
Yeah, there's so many.
Keep writing in. I like, okay, so for, now that's what I call hip hop volume old. Is so funny to me. And then
that's very funny.
There you was said one. Yeah,
I'm trying to remember which one it was. Where was it? It was, I think it's way up there. Man, there's so many this week. Gas Station Marilyn Manson. RZA's Pieces was good.
RZA's Pieces is so good. Die, 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 Murder, Death, Kill featuring Tom.
Yeah, Green. That one was really great.
Great.
Spaghetti Midwestern was fun.
Marshall Blather. Yeah, Spaghetti Midwestern. That's the one I was thinking of. Really, really clever.
Very good.
At Nick's a Dick I Quit says, Dude, where's my mom? Parentheses, I'm going to murder her.
I don't know who to pick. I know.
This is a good one. At Bimbos from Space says, Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, that's really...
Uncle's so funny to throw on him. And on the
yeah,
water.
Totally. At I Like Mike Perry says, Insane, but in a medical way, Clown Posse. Okay, so Dude, Where's My Mom? I'm Going to Murder Her. I really love. And then I think... And then I think my other vote is for Now That's What I Call Hip Hop Volume Old.
All right, let's do Now That's What I Call Hip Hop Volume
Hell
Old.
Hell yeah, dude. At Bushel of Awesome, Hell you yeah. win.
Hell yeah. You get the Ricky shit this week. Hell fucking yeah.
Y'all are the dang best.
Dude, yeah.
This episode flew by. It flew right it really by. Did. Didn't even notice it happening.
I think it's all that El Segundo we chug.
That's true. Yeah. Time flies when you're blackout drunk on El Segundo.
It really does. Oh, we got to shout out our producers.
You're damn right we do. You sign up for our Patreon. You get a shout out. You sign up at the $25 level. We shout you out every week. Shout out to damn Dante right. Beckwith.
Hell yeah.
Peter Amistra, Amanda Richards, James Colton, Anna Snyder, Peter Dahlberg, Eric Williams, Jane what? Palatini, and Rando Dixon. Shout out to all of you. And shout out to all of you listening and watching. We love you so much. What a man. This is the most fun part
this
of my week.
The most fun.
I'm
Hell
so
yeah.
happy you're here. And if you want more of us, jump on our Patreon. And otherwise, right. we will see you next week.
Hell yeah. We love you.
What's it called? What's it called?